This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea has launched what appears to be another ballistic missile. Japan's Coast Guard reported Friday, Pyongyang's third missile launch of the new year. South Korea's military also confirmed the launch, saying only the North Korean projectile was launched toward the east. No further details were made available. North Korea has already conducted three launches this year, all within the last 10 days. A pace reminiscent of 2017, when U.S. and North Korea relations were at a low point. The United States this week issued a stronger-than-usual condemnation of the North Korean launches. It also imposed unilateral sanctions on five North Koreans it alleged were helping procure supplies for Pyongyang's weapons program. Tennis star Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke said Friday he used his ministerial discretion to revoke the 34-year-old Serb's visa on public interest grounds 3 days before the Australian Open is set to begin. Djokovic's lawyers are expected to appeal the cancellation in the Federal Circuit and Family Court, as they successfully did after the first cancellation. It is the second time Djokovic's visa has been canceled since he arrived in Melbourne last week to defend his Australian Open title. His exemption from a COVID-19 vaccination requirement to compete was approved by the Victoria State Government and Tennis Australia, the tournament organizer. But the Australian Border Force rejected the exemption and canceled his visa after he arrived in Melbourne. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Supreme Court ruled to block President Joe Biden's mandate that employees of large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face weekly testing. At the same time, the nation's high court Thursday allowed a vaccination mandate for healthcare workers and facilities receiving federal funding. President Biden said he was disappointed that the Supreme Court has chosen to block common sense life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses, but he welcomed the requirement that healthcare workers be vaccinated, saying it would affect some 10 million people working at facilities receiving federal money and will save lives. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, a federal agency, gave businesses until February 9th to be in compliance with the rules or face the possibility of fines. COVID-19 vaccines delivered as nasal sprays rather than injections are in the development phase by at least 9 laboratories and companies around the world, according to the World Health Organization. The vaccines may do a better job than injected vaccines at stopping the COVID-19 coronavirus where it first enters the body. And by keeping the virus from breeding in our noses and throats, nasal vaccines may also do a better job of stopping it from spreading from person to person. That's especially important with the Omicron variant, which is spreading quickly. Most of these vaccines are in early or middle stage testing, so it's not clear when or if any will be available. Negotiators say talks between Russia and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna ended Thursday with no breakthrough toward diffusing tensions regarding Russian troops massed at the border with Ukraine. The talks were the third diplomatic effort this week to resolve the impasse, all of which ended without any resolutions. Speaking to reporters following the talks, Russia's permanent representative to the OSCE told reporters the talks were a disappointment and he expected more substantial in-depth discussions. The OSCE chairman in office, the Polish foreign minister, confirmed the lack of progress at the talks. Western diplomats have been urging Russia to de-escalate the situation at the border, where it has amassed equipment and an estimated 100,000 troops seemingly poised to invade Ukraine. And British domestic spy service M115 warned lawmakers that the Chinese Communist Party has been employing a woman to exert improper influence over members of parliament. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.